The Rolling of the Tires by Gene Hamblin Larson. All clear below, bellowed Uncle Eddie as he motioned me forward. Come on, Genie, it's your turn. His eyes held the same anticipation as my pounding heart. I gripped the bald tire, and with all the strength my 8-year-old body could muster, I ran towards the point of the mountain Uncle Eddie was motioning to. At precisely the moment I reached the edge, I gave the black tire one last shove, and fell to my knees in the volcanic dirt. As it plunged down the mountain, a roar went up and 120 aunts, uncles, cousins, and grandparents cheered the speeding tire to the journey's end. It was entertainment at its best, watching the black rubber tire bounce, wobble, and race its way down and across the serene mountainside of the Arizona White Mountains. Often the tire would hit a rock or mound of dirt or a small pine tree, which would change its course, as the crowd cheered it on. The sounds of the spectators would register the success or failure of its migration. In my 30 years of rolling tires off Sierra Trigo, I have seen unbelievable feats from these bouncing black rings. I've seen them split a small pine tree in half, traveling well over the legal speed limit. I've seen them journey distances over 3 miles or more with no energy force other than its own momentum. It was a unique family reunion activity unlike any other in the world. To stand on a mountaintop with those you love and look at beauty, that is beyond words is seldom experienced. This was a place where the cares and heartaches of life were locked out. These moments I have preserved deep within my heart. The tradition started when my grandfather had a flat tire up on the dirt road at the crest of the mountain. As he and some of the uncles were repairing the wood-spoked tire, it got away from them and the wheels' journey down the mountainside was spectacular. They searched the rest of the day for that wheel, because they had no spare, and never did find it. The thrills of watching that wheel were so great, that they got the idea of repeating the fun at the next reunion. Where else would you find uncles who own a mountain? Where else would you find uncles who own service stations in 5 states? Where else would you find uncles who would bother to spend their days gathering up old tires and hauling them to their mountain so that the family could experience the thrill of pushing a tire off Sierra Trigo? The tire rolling was the most exciting event of the 3-day reunion held every 2 years at the Whiting homestead. But a frightening moment ended it all in the late 70s. By then the reunion population was numbering in the 400s and children swarmed the mountainside like a colony of ants. On this particular day of the tire rolling, a pickup overloaded with children almost turned over, as it struggled up the mountain road, which was too narrow and too weather-worn to be safe. It scared the adults so that they never allowed the tires again. Now it's history, and we who lived it tell our children of its thrills. Uncle Art walked into a restaurant in Holbrook a few years ago, and overheard two old cowboys sitting at the counter telling stories over their coffee. I was riding my horse a few miles below Greens Peak last week, miles from nowhere. Suddenly I came across a tire. I rode a little further and I saw another tire. I kept a riding, and pretty soon there were tires to my right and tires to my left. I looked up and there were tires in the trees. There were blankety-blank tires everywhere. Uncle Art struggled to keep his face straight as he left those cowboys scratching their heads and trying to solve the mystery of those blankety-blank tires. Editor's note: as environmental concerns grew in the 70s, many family volunteers searched through the forests and retrieved many of old tires. Now a part of history, tire rolling was an unforgettable activity, beloved by all ages, truly unique to the Whiting family.